Montrell sung all the week. And I caught him on the spur of the moment, and I hear his voice cracking. I know he worked hard last week, real hard. Woo-hoo, glory. How many of y'all glad it's good to be free? Amen. Know the truth, yeah. Hallelujah. 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 As I said, this is a demonstration of the Spirit. It happened all over the world to people who are connected properly. It's been happening for 20 years. Can't be a fad. This has been happening for over 20 years, all over the world. We got to go back to Guatemala. Some of the people don't even understand your language. They're getting lying too. Because there's an anointing now. Many pastors, many ministries been set free, being set free to do what God have called them to do. Amen? Amen. Praise his holy name. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I receive. Yes, ma'am. Let's see. Everybody stand up. I'm going to bring you a place today that can change your life forever. I almost said it every time I preach. But I've been spending a lot of time with God. And my secretary will tell you I have the gates just have opened. And every Sunday she got type way more than I'm going to say. But it just, when I start studying now, just revelations start coming and coming. And God showed me various things. You may be seated. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. We're going to begin at the ninth verse. Revelation 5:9. Our text actually, the verse we're dealing with is actually verse 12. But I want to read from the night verse. There's something going on supernaturally that we need to understand about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Yes, sir. The blood of Jesus. Everybody say the blood of Jesus. It's the most precious thing I have. In the ninth verse of the fifth chapter of Revelation, it says, and they sung a new song, saying, now notice what they are saying in that song, because it's so important, going to be important to us as we go to some principles. Thou worthy to take the book and to open the seals there. See, as a worthiness has to be there to do that. Jesus was worthy. At one time, the elders were worried because there was no man that was able to open the book. But then they found Jesus. Now, thou worthy, verse 9, to take the book and open the seal thereof. Now, these words are very important. For thou was slain. Now, that's very important. See, that's blood. That's the cross. That's slaying part. And has redeemed us to God by thy what? Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Now, notice verse 10. Verse 10 is very important of blood consciousness. It's very important of what Jesus have already paid for us. We need to step in and because of what Jesus did, every Christian have the right to reign in life. Yes, over the enemy, over situation. You follow me? Notice what verse 10 said now, because of his blood, and has made us unto our God kings and priests. Say it, king and priest. Say kings and priests. Now look at the last statement of his verse. What he said? I can't hear you. What he said? All right. Now, you're not going to reign in earth without a revelation of the blood. A revelation of the blood of Jesus, it paid for you to be able to reign on earth. When Jesus shed his blood, he actually shut Satan down. I want you to understand that. So this is your MO. This is what you're supposed to be doing. But you cannot do that automatically. You got to have access. The blood gives you the access to this reigning power. The Bible talks about we reign in life through the abundance of grace, through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we're to reign in life. All right? Then verse 11, and I beheld, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000 and 1,000 to 1,000. That's a lot of angels in it. So that's why the next verse was so loud. Saying, these angels, with a loud voice, worthy, there he is again. Same thing, worthy and slain. Worthy the Lamb that was slain. And what are you slain for? Two words. To receive. Now, down the line, I'm going to tell you what he received, you have to learn how to receive. He received it for you, but if you don't receive it, he still got it. Got it? He was slain to receive. He was slain to receive. Worthy the Lamb. He was slain to receive. Thank God he received. And then he gave us seven things here. Power. I've been on these things for about a month now. And riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. All right, I want to go to the 13th verse now. So because it repeats this. Fourfold of this blessing over again. Every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Now watch verse 14. This is something. I read this wife verse 15. And the 4B said, amen. You see that? And the 4B, I thought that was amazing. And the 4B said, amen. I tell you what, you start walking your power, you make the devil say, amen. You had no choice. And the 4B said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Let's just raise our hand and worship him for a minute. Open our spirits. He's about to show us some things that we need to know. Let me give you a word from the Lord first in preparing this message. Take your part. But the Lord said to me, the demonstration and manifestation of my blood stand before you now. Yield to the tremendous substance of my blood, and you will see, you will hear, you will understand. You will believe, you will receive, and you will by faith release my power, my riches, my wisdom, my strength, my favor, my glory, and my blessing on your life and to all those that are connected to you. So get ready to function in the demonstration of the blood of Jesus and receive divine results that only the favor or graces of the blood can produce. Give the Lord praise. One thing you have to make your mind up about this message on the, and actually I'm going to deal with the sevenfold favor of the blood. The sevenfold favors of the blood. That's right there in that 12th verse. The sevenfold favor, that's what the Holy Spirit is telling me. There's a sevenfold graces of the blood. Favor and grace, you know. It's nothing you did for it, you just got to accept it. So I want you to get this first statement. I received the authority, the ability, and the access of the blood of Jesus. Say it. I receive the authority, the ability, and the access of the blood of Jesus. See, there's an access that the blood gives you can't get from nowhere else. It gets you, that access of the blood opened all heaven up because the blood paid for it all. Then on another aspect, I release my faith, the authority, the ability, and the awesomeness of Jesus in my favor. May the inner seal of the blood be open in your life today. May the inner seal of the blood be open in your life today. And then with these sevenfold favor that you got right in the 12th verse, there's no excuse for lack of victory. There is no excuse for lack of victory. What this sevenfold favor is putting out on your behalf, already been paid for, there's nothing can stop you from having victory. So we got to stop making excuses and move on what God said. And then I wrote for the fifth thing, oh, I receive and release the dominion of the blood. Oh, I receive and release the dominion of the blood. So from this day forward, you will have the opportunity to be living in the favor of Jesus' blood. Living in the favor of Jesus' blood. Sevenfold graces, sevenfold favor here. When we speak of the blood of Jesus, we're speaking of the cross. Got it? The crucifixion, which includes the resurrection, the ascension, and the seated position, and the final statement. The final statement is this: it is finished. When we speak of the blood of Jesus, talk to me now, listen to me. When we speak of the blood of Jesus, we're speaking of the cross. You can't leave the cross out. The crucifixion, which includes the resurrection, the ascension, and the seated position, and the final statement, it is finished. Every transaction you have in your life, if you discern the blood properly, no matter who it is, no matter what against you, if you discern the blood properly and turn these seven favors loose, you'll be able to say the same thing even before it happened. It is finished. Because you know you're in authority. You know you have the ability of God. You know you have access to all the power of God through the blood. So if you have that understanding, even you be in the midst of a battle, you can stand by faith and say, yeah, but it is finished. And when it's finished, I'm going to be in victory. Living in blood-bought favor. Turn to 1 Corinthians 6:19. Living in blood-bought favor. Living in blood-bought favor. 1 Corinthians 6:19, we'll look at a few verses. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't hear you. Hallelujah. What? What? Why are you taking this? Why are you afraid? Why are you worried? What? It is an insult to the blood for you to believe you're not going to make it. It is an insult to the blood for you to get stuck in defeat and say, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Listen, what? Notice the part of the Apostle Paul. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So what he's saying is, because of what Jesus did and died for you, you had no right to fail. In other words, God said, you don't have no right to misrepresent what I've done for you. Don't shout me out because I'm preaching good. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Y'all still back at Father's Night. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Guilt is all our doors. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. And now you don't want to say amen. You all get there, get in the car and talk about me. But I don't care. I told you what I had to tell you. Galatians chapter 3. I'm gonna preach this thing, boy. Man, I'm at peace me. Because I did what I was supposed to do. So don't say get upset with me. You know I was gonna tell you. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. All quiet now. Like, talk about the spirit ain't moving. Spirit moving. Yeah. Galatians chapter 3. Verse 13. We're based on the premises living in blood bought favor, blood bought graces. It can't be explained no clearer than in Revelation 5:12. We'll go back there in a few minutes. Of those seven graces or those seven favors that been released, or seven graces, seven favors that have been released on us because of the blood. But right now I'm living in blood bought favor. Just read two scriptures here, read the scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:19. Now the scripture also in Galatians 3:13, even though we know of that scripture, but now we got to put it in place where it should be. Christ hath redeemed us. See, what did he redeem us with? The blood. From what? Being made of what? See now, curse everyone at what? See, that's the cross. See, you cannot mention the blood without mentioning the cross. And he didn't just shed his blood to redeem us from something, good God Almighty, but he shed his blood to put us in something. Look at the 14th verse, that the blessing of Abraham. See, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through faith. See, are you following me? So here's what the Lord said. We must fully understand the significance of the cross before we can understand the graces of Jesus' blood. Redemptive grace, restoration grace, receiving grace. And I'll explain that later. You got to have the grace to receive. Not just give. You got to have the grace to receive what God have done for you. Recovery graces. And then reigning grace. The blood. See, the blood put that out. Let me get it back to you again now. We must fully understand the significance of the cross before we can understand the graces of the blood of Jesus. Say, the graces of the blood of Jesus. Belong to me.
Belong to me.
Now, these seven graces we're dealing with, like power. It talks about power. I want to break them down again in a different facet. Power, you're talking about riches. You're talking about wisdom. You're talking about strength. You're talking about glory. You're talking about honor. And you're talking about blessing. All seven of those graces, all seven of those favors belong to the child of God to live in daily basis. Hello. A sevenfold grace that you can live by. In other words, anything come to your life, you can have the power for it, you can have the riches for it, you can have the wisdom for it, you can have the strength for it, you can have the honor for it, you can have the glory, or you can have the blessing. All seven of those favors working in your behalf. I said all seven of those favors. But they will not do you any good if you don't understand them. My job is to bring understanding that you'll know how to apply them, receive them, believe them first. Receive them and then apply them by faith. Believe them receive them, and then apply them by faith. It'll change your life forever. It'll change your life forever. So listen very carefully. We must fully understand the significance of the cross. Got it? If you don't, you'll never understand the graces of Jesus' blood. Listen to that statement. The graces of Jesus' blood. The graces of Jesus' blood. That's so powerful. That's so powerful. The graces of Jesus' blood. Then he gives you some of the graces. Redemptive grace. Restoration grace. Receiving grace. Recovery grace. Reigning grace. Hallelujah. Y'all know I've been preaching a long time. The blood favors of the cross. Favors that nothing else could produce in your life, but the cross has. You listening? The most disturbing and defeating factor of Satan's life is the person who knows about blood favor or graces. You want me to get it again? This disturbs Satan. The most disturbing and defeating factor of Satan's life is the person who knows about blood favors or graces. When that person knows, Satan knows that that's a person he cannot handle, that's a person he cannot throw around, that's a person that's going to live in dominion. Because that person knows about that favor. It knows it's already paid for. All I got to do is activate it by faith. Thank you for two amen. I can walk this thing, baby. I've been preaching a long time. I walk right through you. I can walk through a jungle and preach. See, when I was a little rookie boy, my feeling would be hurting. I'd be saying, well, y'all don't want to hear it. I don't worry about it now. I just preach, man. I just preach, man. Listen, let's start dealing with that first. Go back to Revelation 5:12. Let's deal with that first favor called power. Let's deal. I'm going to do it, son. You know, I preached 2.5 hours the other day. Huh? Y'all set on me. I'm going to preach 2.5 hours again. Before you get your communion. Don't you going to listen to me? 2.5. I don't believe you had to worry about that too much today. Revelation 5:12 again. I want everybody to look at Revelation 5:12 because we're going to deal with that first, blood favor. The first blood favor, which is power. Now, it's a unique power. It's not a regular power. It's not like power of a car or a gun. This is supernatural power. So the angel was saying with a loud voice, notice what he said, worthy is the lamb that was slain. I want you to get that after it was slain to receive. That to receive is so important because it activates in my mind and my heart that as Jesus have was slain to receive, and whatever he received was for me, I have to come to the point where I believe it and I receive it and know how to release it. See, you're not going to receive what you don't believe. So do you believe Jesus' death brought power to the church?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus died because you're a Christian, it brought power to you personally?
Yes.
See, because whatever he did, whatever he received, if you don't know how to receive it, you'll see it, but you can't have it. You'll hear it, but you can't have it. See, when he said he was the lamb and he was slain to receive. When I was meditating, he said to receive. In other words, it's something Jesus have received not for himself, but for me. And so not only Jesus had to receive this, now the church, I'm a Christian, I'm sitting here today, I have to receive it. Because, why? He received it for me. Can you understand that? Whatever in his 12 verses, whatever Jesus received, whatever he received through his blood, he didn't receive it for himself, he received it for me. And it will not do me no good until I believe it, until I receive it, until I learn by faith how to release it. You follow what I'm saying? He received whatever in his 12 voice said, he received it for me. But him receiving is not good enough. I got to know about it. I have to understand it. Then I have to believe it. Then I have to receive it. Not only do I have to receive it, but after I receive it, I got to know how to release it. You release power by faith. Turn to John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, give he the power to become the Son of God. So you had to receive him to get the power to become a Christian. Is that right? You had to receive him, right? Talk to me. He said, but so the opposite of that, as many as does not receive him do not have the power to become the Son of God. Same thing about these fables. Now you receive them, now you're a Christian, but you don't want to go no further. See? So just like you receive him, hallelujah. Just like you receive him to be saved, that which he partake of for you and receive for you, you're going to have to believe it and receive that to go to the next level. Acts 1 and 8. Acts 1 and 8. We're talking about receiving him now. Acts 1 and 8. But as many as receive him, give it power to become a God. But you shall receive. Acts 1 and 8. Turn there. But you shall receive. If you do not receive, you do not have. But you shall receive power. If you don't receive the power, you're not going to have no power. It doesn't mean the power doesn't exist. You just haven't received it. Come on, talk to me now. Talk to me, see. Receive. See, the church is in the receiving mode and the releasing mode. You cannot get pregnant with power unless you receive the seed of power. Read John 1:12 for me, and then we'll read Act 1 and 8. I want you to see this. John 1:12. You ready? Come on, help me get there. John 1:12. But as many as receive him. I want you to underline the word receive in that verse. It's so important because the church, they talk to the church about the giving and giving and giving. The church don't know how to receive. That's a problem. You got to learn how to receive, man. I said you have to learn how to receive. Read John 1:12. Now I said it. This is the way I studied. If a person does not receive him, they do not have the power to become the sons of God. Very simple, isn't it? Underline the word receive that. I turn to Acts 1:8. Turn to Acts 1:8. See, some people have received Jesus, but they haven't received the power. See? Acts 1:8. Come on. Acts 1:8. Some of y'all didn't come alive in here. Acts 1:8. Don't never let other people stop you from praising the Lord. Don't never let them stop you. They can sit on the Lord. Don't let them stop you because you know the truth. Don't let them sit on you and put that old spirit on you and you be all dry. No, holler out something. Even if you don't feel it, holler out something. This is good stuff. You are learning how to receive what rightfully belongs to you. and learn how to have access to the blessing of God. Come on, church. Come on, read Acts 1:8. Hop, stop, stop. Underline, receive power. Receive power. Power is not power till you receive it. We're talking about spiritual power. We're talking about supernatural power. We're talking about favor power. We're talking about grace power. We're talking about a power that is a gift from God to us through Jesus Christ. We're talking about a power this world can't handle. A power this world can't stop. The power is a power. Turn to Luke 10:19. It's a power that caused you to tread upon serpent and scorpion. And it's a power that the power of the enemy can't do you no harm. It's a power that stops the enemy power, stops the world power, stops your enemy power, stop any power that come against you. It's the powers of power. The power you receive is the power of, is the power of all power. It does not have no match, no challenge. Nothing can stand up and say, we're gonna fight this out. The power you receive is too strong for any other power. The only fight you have to fight now is the fight of faith. The war already been won. It is. So our first favor is full of flavor. Power. 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 And just sit on the side of bed. You got power. I got power. I got power. Until you get it, the generator get to running, you know. I got power. I can handle this. I got power. I got. That's all right. That's all right. I can handle this. I got power. This verse come in so well now. 10 and 19. Luke 10 and 19. Look at this. Look at the first word. You know what that means? Huh? Stay there till you see it. Stay there till you understand it. Stay there till you're able to receive this. Behold, don't run by this. Spend time here until you, most of the time we enter a room, we don't know, we don't see that room no. Most of the time we see a person, we don't really see that person. Person can have the most beautiful earrings you ever was seen in your life. A lot of times we talk to a person, we don't even see them. Because observation is so important in the spirit world. Observation is more than just looking at something. Observation is, I'm going to see this thing one way or the other. I'm a stare at it. So the Lord is saying, stare at this verse. Take a stare at this power that I made available to you. What it consists of. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. You got to really look. See, staring in the spirit world is meditating. Just look at it till it look back at you. Behold, stare at it. I give you power. That's that power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Then he said, listen, I want to tell you something else. And the power of the enemy can't stand up to the power that I have given you. This first favor that Jesus received from me as the slain lamb is power. He gave me power to be saved. He gave me the power to witness. Then he gave me power to walk on the devil. Are you hearing me? That's three powers right there. Let me show you another one. 1 Corinthians 1:18. Show you another power. Somebody have come alive up in here. Yeah, I want to give y'all a lesson. Don't y'all let them dead folks, when something is corrected and they all hot, the most spirit coming out and rolls on you, don't let that happen. Holler out something. The church has to be corrected. Has to be. I got to give direction in this church. We won't have no church. We're going to have a social club here. You and your family can't get blessed here because some people just doing what they want to do. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish are mad foolishness. But unto us which are saved, what is it? It's the power of God. There's no such thing as preaching without power. If you're preaching the cross, power gonna come out. If you're preaching Christ, power gonna come out. If you're preaching Jesus, power gonna come out. Good God Almighty. You got your shouting clothes on? 2 Peter. Let's establish this power. Let's establish this blood favor called power. This blood favor called power. I know it got me saved. I know it give me power in the Holy Ghost. I know now that I have authority over the enemy in that power. I know that power is the preaching of the cross, right? You hear me? That power is the preaching of the cross. Now, I'm about to learn something else about this power. It's going to bring you home now. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's bring it home now. Let's get the conclusion of this whole matter of what this power has done for me. What this power has done for me. In 2 Peter, I love this opening, the Apostle Peter. Simon Peter, a servant, first verse, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith and with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Then he said in verse 2, grace, that is, and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Multiply. You sitting here today, you ought to get strong, man. This is a word from the Lord. Watch what he said. What did he say? According as his what? Verse 3. What kind of power? See, that's what we're talking about. Underline that. We're talking about divine power. We're not talking about the power of a washing machine. We're not talking about the power of a jet. We're talking about supernatural divine power that comes from God. We're talking about power that can rule every other power. Power that can overcome every other power. This is supernatural, I tell you. The blood of Jesus released supernatural power. Creative power, dominating power. Dominion belongs to you. Reigning power. Victory power. That's why Jesus declared, all power is in my hand in heaven and earth. Transferred that power to you. Transfer that power to me. Transfer it to you. Notice what he said. Notice now. Now you can see clearer as we talk about this grace, this blood grace of power that Jesus has received for us through dying for us. Now watch what it says. Verse 3. According to his divine power, look what it said, has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. What more you want? But you got to have the knowledge, see? Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Come on. I notice what he said, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption, the defeat, the lack that's in the world through lust. Power, man. Sit down a minute. Turn to Colossians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2 in the New Testament. Now, if you don't watch yourself, Currents can be flowing, but you don't turn your switch on. Now, you know, in a neighborhood, the houses are hooked to the same currents. But you can't get out on the porch at night and look at your neighbor's house and say, my light on. My light on. House, dark house. My lights are on. No, the currents are passing by your house because the switch that's supposed to bring the current in, you don't have it on. So even though, see, you can't stop the neighbor lights. The only lights you can stop is your own. So everybody got to switch their own, flip their own switch. For this power, you got to flip your own switch. Because the currents are always passing by. Got that? Huh? Huh? See, the power never run out. It never turn off. But we as an individual have to flip the switch. It's a favor, but favors you have to receive. Right? Now watch what I'm about to say now before we go to the second one for a minute. Watch what I'm about to say. The currents of favor the blood releases is constantly passing by. Only those who know how to flip the switch of faith and tie into that current will walk in that power. See, so let me make a statement I make all the time. It's not automatic. You have to access it by faith. It's not automatic, even though it's there, but it just don't work automatically. You just can't push the button and leave it. Because the Bible said, without faith, you got to believe this. You can't please God, see? He that comes to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You follow me? You follow me now? You follow me on the internet? Real cool, you follow me? I know many of y'all out there listening, see? The currents are passing by, honey, but you got to flip the switch. If you don't flip the switch, you ain't getting no light, no air conditioning, nothing in your house. Same way in the spirit world. If you don't flip the switch, you don't get no anointing, no wisdom, no knowledge, no understanding. No graces can work for you. You got to flip the gray switch. You got to flip the gray switch. You got to flip the favor switch. The word works. Don't you lie on the word. Just check your switch. The word works. And I'm believing that many of you all today, if you just do this, if you just do this for me, if you're dealing with something, just get in your house and say, I'm flipping the switch. I'm going to let these currents come in. I'm going to let this grace come in. I'm going to let this power come in right now. I'm flipping the switch by faith. I don't see nothing. I don't feel nothing, but I know something. I don't see nothing. I don't feel nothing, but I know something. I'm flipping. The man of God said, flip the switch. I'm flipping the switch. God is so good. Just while you saying that, God will do something. He just, God just, God's so merciful on us. You know, you don't have to know the whole thing. You don't have to know the whole deal. Just flip the doggone switch. That's all, knowing that the current, I don't want the current passing by me. So I'm flipping the switch. And see me, I make an act out, I act on it. I don't only say it, I flip it. I literally do it. See, it's good for my faith. And I can call your house and say to you, is the switch on? Somebody said, well, I got a problem. I need prayer. I don't know how this thing will work out. Just turn the switch on, God dang it. Turn the switch on. Let the current flow. They're there, but they can't. It's not automatic. You have to access it. God don't have no special children. God will do it for all of his children. But they got to learn how to flip the switch. I'm almost through. When I finish. Now, you had Colossians. Let's go to riches now. See, because this word makes people nervous. See, Psalm, he said riches. The Lord is in the word. He said riches. And see, you cannot become rich in God, rich in faith, and rich in the spirit, and not become rich otherwise. Impossible. Impossible. If you follow, see, we got to get, stop being afraid of this word rich. Got it. Come on here. Listen. You get rich in joy. You get rich in peace. You get rich in love. You get rich in forgiveness. You get rich in understanding. You get rich in wisdom. The other riches is Manu. You got the strongest riches. The strongest riches got to handle the mono riches. Money is mono riches. Major riches is I got the wisdom of God. I got the understanding of God. I got the knowledge of God. I got the love of God in my heart. I got the forgiveness of God. I got the grace of God. That, when you say, Bible talking about riches, that's what it's talking about. But it brings, I read Solomon reading Proverbs. He says, if you get my wisdom, if you get my understanding, the other stuff going to follow. Why you think I chastise you? I'm trying to get you rich in the spirit. Ain't worry about it no more. After you get rich in the spirit, you're going to flip all them switches. You might be flipping somebody else's switch. Let me use your switch. You're not going to use that switch? You're not planning on using it? Can I borrow it for a few months? Now, the favor of riches, Jesus paid for it. Don't you argue with that. The favor of riches, go back to Psalm 512. Go back to Psalm 5, Revelation 512. Go back to Revelation 512. It was seven things. Go back to Revelation 512. Word to the Lamb who was slain to receive. First thing is power, right? Second thing is what?
Riches.
It's riches in your Bible. If riches is not in your Bible, you done got some unbeliever writer to write your Bible. Because men who are moved by the Holy Ghost wrote riches. Colossians 2, verse 2. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Verse 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Probably when you get all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, everything in this world becomes to your beck and call. Silver, gold, diamond, everything, money, because you're operating in the wisdom of God. Why you think Solomon was so rich? He was operating in the wisdom, the same wisdom that Solomon. Turn to 1 Corinthians again. Turn to 1 Corinthians again. Let me show you something. While we're on the subject. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 30. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ, Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Redemption, when you see the word redemption or redeem, you're going back to that lamb who is worthy to be slain to receive. It's so important now. Who he received it for? Received it for me. I'm not about to turn him down. Are you following me? Is the switch on? Tell your neighbor, I have my switch on. Do you have yours on? Go back to Colossians chapter 1 now for a minute. Hallelujah. She was dealing with the sevenfold favor or the sevenfold graces that the blood of Jesus received for us. Now, I'm believing those sevenfold favor cover everything in the Bible. I believe they cover the whole spiritual world. Good God Almighty. I really believe that. If you get a hold of each one, I believe they cover the whole spiritual world. Now, back to Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 26. We're talking about riches. Even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saint, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory, use two of them, of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Say it, Christ in me. But he's the hope of glory. He's the hope of my present. He's the hope of my blessing. He's the hope of everything I've established for you. We must not be blind of the blood, or we will cut off the flow of graces. We must not be blind to the blood. We'll cut off the flow of graces. What about this third one? Wisdom favor. Good God Almighty. First Corinthians. Turn to First Corinthians quickly. First Corinthians. Wisdom fable. First Corinthians chapter 1. Wisdom fable. Jesus died to receive wisdom favor for me. Wisdom favor, are you there? I got this thing here is not working right. And I have a problem I can't solve. Wisdom favor, blood wisdom favor. Are you there? I know you have the answer. I know you have the solution. I know I have a right to ask you in the name of Jesus to help me out of this situation. Oh, hallelujah. Blood wisdom favor. You probably never heard that before. Blood wisdom favor. Wisdom that come from the favor of the blood. Already paid for. All you got to do is flip the switch. Oh my goodness. Wisdom. The scripture I'm looking for, I don't have it right. I'm looking for a scripture there in 1 Corinthians about his wisdom. I see one. Look at 1:18 again. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishly, but to us which are saved is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise and where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, the Greek seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greek foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ the power of God. That's the verse I was looking for, 24. And the wisdom of God. Good God Almighty. And then I told you about verse 30. Look at it again. But of him are you in Christ, Jesus, whom God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And listen, I listened at yesterday. I listened on CD, but it was actually on my phone. 8 chapters of Proverbs, and I found out there's a strain of insight in the whole book of Proverbs. We want to see it. I'm gonna tell you what it is. Number one, the first thing is you develop the fear of the Lord. That's reverential respect for God. You develop that. Secondly, wisdom, God's wisdom. Thirdly, you need God's understanding. Fourthly, you need God's knowledge. Fifthly, discretion. And then instruction. Those things every Christian should look for every time they wake up in the morning. Look for God's instruction. What God's saying about today. Look for God's wisdom. Are you following me? Now, I also said, men, that a man who commit adultery should never get rid of the reproach. No matter how much he repent, that reproach will stay on his life the rest of his life. It's a reproach. It didn't say he wasn't forgiven, but that reproach. Those guys, the ministers who have fallen, I can call some names, you know some of them, they'll never again back where they were. David never got back where he was. That reproach stayed on him because people always remembered that. So you men walk lightly. I know all of us know of large ministries right now that you don't have much respect for, even though the man is forgiven. But every time you think about it, you think about that report. That's why not many people go to this church no more. If anything can sneak you as a flattering woman, with a golden tongue with perfume on. I didn't say you was one of them. I just said that for that woman. You said that. I didn't say that. I think I want to preach on sin a little bit. We got to live holy, man. We got to live right. Talk to me. Because I can warn every point of the day. If you're doing something wrong, you're going to get caught. So now this is a good time for you to stop. The man of God said you're going to get caught. That make it more enforcing. If you're doing something wrong, straighten it out right now. Women, female or male. Just quit that mess. Strength, Philippians 4. Quickly. Strength. Finally, my brothers, Ephesians 16 said, finally, my brother, be strong. I told you, Philippians, I'm talking about Ephesians. You go to Philippians. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's Ephesians 16. I tell you, go to Philippians 4:13. There's a strength that God give a believer. There's strength fable. Blood strength fable. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's a blood fable. Notice what he said, how much stuff. Notice what he said you can do. All things. Through who? Christ. Who paid for it, right? What do what? Strengthen me. I'm strong in the Lord. Bible said Abraham was strong in faith. Giving glory to God. Jesus was looking for strong faith. Jesus called it little faith, weak faith. Finally found somebody who had strong faith. Strong faith. I'm strong in faith. So I'm not weak. I'm strong. Then there's honor. Oh, Lord. Honor. We try to teach the culture of honor, the spirit of honor in this church. You got to be honorable. You got to give honor to whom honor is due. If you don't give honor to a person you see every day, how you going to give honor to the Lord? You ain't giving the Lord no honor. You can't even honor the person holding your hand. Wives should honor their husband. Husbands should honor their wife. Children should honor their parent. People ought to honor their pastor and honor their apostle. They ought to just honor who over you. Give honor to whom honor is due. Stop all this foolishness, making all these excuses. You have to be the spirit of honor, looking for honorable people. You're wearing the badge of honor. Be honorable. Be honorable to all men, right of fact. The Bible said, be honorable to all men. They even call it, they call the judge, you honor. If the judge sitting right in here, they say, you honor. When I go to his court, I say, you honor too. That's his courtroom. I don't go there as his pastor. I go there as somebody sitting in his courtroom. You got to give, now the judges get you all straight. Y'all don't give them honor. See, you get by me, but the judges, what you say? You ain't gonna disrespect no judge, not in this courtroom. See, they try to be nice. Turner one of the nicest fellas you won't see. But if you cross him in that courtroom, he gonna get you straight. Because they'll take him off the judgeship if you don't do that. That's what he's there for. Lawyers and all got to respect the judge. Why can we do that so secondly and not do it spiritually? Just do what you want to. Just dishonor. Everybody else stand up, you just sit down. You just do what you want. I ain't going today. We got to honor Jesus' blood. Who knows in here you can't lie to Jesus? You can't lie to him. Why? Why are you looking at? What Jesus looking at? Right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. You know, tears don't fool Jesus. I love it, Jesus. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, Jesus. Wipe your eyes. Jesus ain't gonna look at your eyes. You done fell out on the floor, breathing hard. Jesus ain't looking at that. Let me close. I'll close. Let me close. Let me close. And then we have glory and blessing. Honor, glory, and blessing. Let's just look at blessing. Look at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you see it? The blessing, the blessing, the blessing. The Bible said the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he had no sorrow with it. Didn't he say that? It's one of the most powerful verses in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. Ephesians 1:3, I'll close with it. One of the most powerful verses in the Bible. Ephesians 1:3. The blessing. I am living, come on. I am living under the blessing. Got other blessings, but this is the blessing. The blessing of the Lord. So we'll read this and we'll close. And we pray that the seven favors be a blessing to you. My, my. Let me give you this because I probably won't get back to it. Somebody put their Bible in the purse. Get it out. listen to these three or four things because they're going to be a blessing to you. The Holy Ghost cannot work without a blood signature. A signal. We'll use it again now. The Holy Ghost cannot work without a blood signature or signal. I'm still in Revelation 5:12. The blood of Jesus is the weapon of total victory. That's Revelation 12:11. All satanic power is defeated in your life because of the blood. That's Colossians 1:13. All satanic power is defeated in your life because of the blood. If you want to get any spiritual view right, having the right view of the blood is utmost important. The blessing and the power is in the blood. The revelation of the power of the blood is so important. That's why I'm giving it to you. The master plan of heaven is Jesus' blood. You cannot reign in life without the blood. That's Revelation 5 and 10. It is time your life ran through the wisdom of the blood. Are you listening? Just got two more, I believe. Just two more. Hold on. I'm trying to dump, because if I don't dump, I'm going to be gone somewhere else. He is the worthy lamb. He is the slain lamb. He is the risen lamb. He is the receiving lamb. And he is the releasing lamb. So you have to see it. You have to hear it. You have to understand it. You have to believe it. You have to receive it. And you have to release it in your favor by faith. Let me get that last name again. Now listen. He is the worthy lamb. He is the slain lamb. He is the risen lamb. He is the receiving lamb. And he is the releasing lamb.